From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is in Laos, the first American president to visit that landlocked Southeast Asian nation for summits of Southeast Asian and East Asian countries. He met earlier with his Lao counterpart. Monday, Mr. Obama told reporters he hopes to improve relations with Vientiane by helping resolve the unexploded ordnance issue.
And my expectation is that in our meetings over the course of several days, that we'll be able to provide some really concrete assistance that ensures that innocent kids who are running through a field, or a farmer that's trying to clear a field, or a business that's trying to get set up, that they're not endangered by the possibility of an explosion.
The U.S. has pledged $90 million for the program. Meanwhile, he will also deliver a speech on Asia policy in which he is expected to urge congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
And I have yet to hear a persuasive argument from the left or the right as to why we wouldn't want to create a trade framework that raises labor standards, raises environmental standards, protects intellectual property, levels the playing field for U.S. businesses, brings down tariffs. It is indisputable that it would create a better deal for us than the status quo.
The TPP is opposed by both U.S. major party presidential nominees. The Italian Coast Guard Monday said rescuers recovered the bodies of 15 migrants in search and rescue operations, which also saved 2,700 lives off the Libyan coast. At least 23 people were killed in a weekend blaze at a prison near Ethiopia's capital. The fire erupted at the prison, which holds many of those arrested in a crackdown on protests. This is VOA News. A car bomb struck central Kabul late Monday, hours after two explosions near the defense ministry killed at least 24. More than 90 were wounded. Gunfire could be heard from after the third blast. The first two were claimed by the Taliban. RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said it underscores a shift away from attacks on security forces.
If one looks at the pattern of the recent Taliban attacks, they have generally been targeting soft targets. They have not been going after hardened military bases, as they had done in the past.
An army general and two police commanders were among the dead. The bombings come 2 weeks after gunmen attacked the American University in Kabul, killing 13. The U.N. Security Council will take up the latest North Korea missile launches Tuesday, the North firing three ballistic missiles Monday into the Sea of Japan from a site from its eastern coast. Leader Kim Jong-un has called for continued missile and nuclear development. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said Pyongyang views itself as a regional nuclear power.
Kim Jong-un is offended by not being invited to the G20. After all, he is a great nuclear power now. To us, that sounds ironic, but to him, I think he believes that now that he has nuclear weapons, he should be treated as a peer of China and the United States.
Japan's defense ministry said the missiles fell into its exclusive economic zone, calling it a grave national security threat. The U.S. denounced the firings as reckless. A series of bombings claimed by Islamic State killed at least 48 people across Syria Monday. Those bombings occurred as Presidents Obama and Putin, meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, failed to find agreement on how to end the violence. Mr. Putin said he still hopes an agreement can be reached in coming days on improving and intensifying cooperation against terrorist organizations to bring about an end to the five-year conflict. China has underscored its resolute opposition to any form of Hong Kong independence following legislative election results Sunday that showed pro-democracy candidates winning 30 of 70 seats, giving them veto power over the pro-Beijing majority. More than 2 million people, or 58% of those registered, cast ballots, the highest turnout of any election since Britain returned control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. The World Health Organization Monday said Nigeria has reported a third case of polio in northeast Borno State, two other cases reported last month, and a setback to the West African countries to eradicate the disease. Zambia's highest court dismissed an effort by defeated opposition presidential candidate Hakainde Hichilema to annul last month's election result. That clears the way for incumbent President Edgar Lungu to be inaugurated next week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.